Well, greetings and salutations. I'm Jeff Fredericks, and on the line is Patrick Soyko, founder of Rewards Canada, the definitive source for all things rewards programs. Today is December 5th, 2016, and this is episode number 10 of the Rewards Canada Weekly Roundup Podcast. As always, our goal is to help you maximize your earning potential and get the most out of whatever rewards program you belong to. Each week, we highlight the best in reward points, deals, and bonuses. We also cover all relevant industry news, including program updates, enhancements, and changes. And of course, we'll reveal a tip of the week to help you stay on top of your game. So let's get on with the show. Okay, Patrick, this is our 10th episode, a bit of a milestone for the Rewards Canada Weekly Roundup. And I think it's fair to say that we've got a pretty meaty show this week. Big news, of course, coming out of Queen's Park here in Ontario. And that could have significant implications for Canada's largest loyalty program. But first, let's start the program where we usually do, and that's with Deals of the Week. And Hilton this week is getting into the holiday spirit, I guess, by offering thousands of bonus reward points on many of the airline partners that they have. And love to hear your take on how these deals work.
That's right. So what we've done is compiled all the current airline bonus offers for stays at Hilton hotels. And there's quite a few of them. So depending on, you know, who you travel with and what your major loyalty programs are, there's a good chance you can earn extra miles on your Hilton stays. The beauty with Hilton is that they have a couple options for you to choose in their honors program. There's points and points, which is where you just earn Hilton honors points. Or there's points and miles where you earn the Hilton honors points plus airline miles on your stay. And so what that means is you can actually kind of double dip, you know. So they have an offer where you can earn up to triple points for your stays in the honors program, but then you can also tag on one of these airline promotions. So there's quite a few listed on the site. You'll find the link on Rewards Canada, but some key ones are, you know, triple Aeroplan miles that we mentioned on last week's podcast, you know, for stays in Canada, Caribbean, and Latin America. But maybe you're one of these people who've moved over to British Airways and are earning lots of Avios in the executive club. So they also are offering triple Avios on eligible Hilton stays. And another one to highlight is United's Mileage Plus program, because that's pretty popular here in Canada, is that you get 1,500 bonus Mileage Plus miles every night you stay at a Waldorf Astoria or Conrad hotel. And then we go on showing Air New Zealand, Alaska Airlines, American. There's a whole bunch that have offers right now, so check them out.
Okay, and again, as you mentioned, Patrick, the complete list of all the offers can be found on rewardscanada.ca.
That's right.
Okay, as we mentioned at the top of the show, Air Miles dominated the news last week, and I suspect they'll continue to for some time. It started with the presentation of a new private members bill, Bill 47, called the Protecting Rewards Points Act, which would make it illegal for programs like Air Miles to let customers' points expire without permission. So the bill is set to go to a final vote today, and whether Air Miles saw the writing on the wall or realized this wasn't going to end well, they decided, of course, to drop their expiry policy altogether. Now, you've done at least a dozen interviews on the subject over the last few days, and you believe that there's something bigger at stake for the loyalty industry, and that the impact of this story has had a significant hit to public trust and confidence in these programs. So explain what you mean by that.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, late Thursday, Air Miles, you know, reversed course on their expiration policy. And I think, you know, they were saying unsure about legislation, but I think it was more than that. It was just the customer dissatisfaction we've seen over the last 8-9 months. I believe they saw the potential damage that would come from the marketplace piece that came out the next day after they changed their plans, and all the backlash online. There's just been so much going on that customers have already lost so much confidence, so they're trying to keep or at least regain a little bit by making that change. And you know, unfortunately, I'm in my own opinion, it's too little, too late. It's pushing it way beyond when they should have changed it. You know, we look back at when Aeroplan went through the same thing. They at least did it somewhere in the neighborhood of 7-8 months before it was supposed to change. And a lot of people had not started redeeming yet and didn't redeem for things that they didn't want, like they have in the Sarah Miles case. But that's beside the point now. The far-reaching part of this is that consumers have not only lost confidence in Air Miles, but they've lost confidence in a lot of loyalty programs. You know, we think and hope that other programs like Aeroplan, Scene, More Rewards, you name these, that they could gain from this, that they could gain customers. And they likely will gain some customers who are just absolutely frustrated with Air Miles. But in the long run, I've heard from a lot of people, they're just done with loyalty programs overall. Doesn't matter who you are. So I think this has kind of put a black eye on all loyalty programs in Canada, unfortunately. And so this bill, you know, if it passes, it will protect, you know, people's points and miles from expiry. But what you have to remember is that there's two types of rules. There's expiry rules and inactivity rules. The bill does not cover inactivity rules. So that means your Aeroplan account, which needs one active mile being earned or redeemed within a 12-month period, that rule does not go away. So if you don't use your program for 12 months, you will lose your miles still. Air Miles is 24 months. Same thing. If you don't use your Air Miles account in earning either 1 mile or redeeming 1 mile in 24 months, you'll still lose those miles. And there is a clause in the bill that allows for this because, you know, if you're not using a program for that long a time, there must be a reason why. And yeah, honestly, you shouldn't have that account unless there's extenuating circumstances when maybe you have medical leave, something has happened, you know, in your family where you cannot earn those miles within that time. And if that is the case, just reach out to the program. A lot of them are very understanding and will extend the life of your miles, even if you're not active in the account, if you have, you know, some extenuating circumstance that happens. But the key is to do it before those points or miles expire, because it's a lot harder to get them back afterwards if you do. And sometimes they will do it, but they'll charge you a fee. So do it beforehand and you will be good. But, you know, in general right now, a lot of people are just seem to be done with reward programs, which in our mind is unfortunate because they can provide huge value.
Well, and let's pick up a little bit on where we are right now and sort of how we've gotten to where we are. No doubt the marketplace piece was very damning, particularly in showing, you know, the various collectors trying to redeem for their points. And then I think 4 out of 5 decided to cut up their cards right there and then because they had enough. That was a strong visual. And as you just said, you know, this is not just about Air Miles. This is about all loyalty reward programs. What do you think the operators of these programs need to do in order to regain the public's trust?
I think right now they need to market themselves as, you know, different than Air Miles, even though they're not now that Air Miles removed their policy, but saying they've either been proactive, that they've never wanted to do something like that with their members, that they understand as long as they're active in the program, they would not do anything to those members who have, you know, worked hard to earn the points and miles. You and I were discussing earlier today on, you know, how many people went out of their way to actually get gas at Shell or to shop at Safeway instead of Loblaws or Superstore or something like that, where they could have saved a little money. They went for those miles, all of a sudden to have them pulled away. So that's where this, you know, this whole thing comes about, is these programs need to market themselves and say, you know what, we never expire your points. And I've seen that on some programs. They don't really highlight it hugely, but you see it's like points never expire. You know, so some have jumped on the bandwagon. But I think, you know, programs like Aeroplan, Scene and all this really need to get out there and say, you know, we have always been now proactive. We've been working with our members. We want our members to be happy. And so we've listened to them. So we don't expire miles. We've been expanding the ways you can earn rewards and the ways you can redeem them. And we don't, God, they can even go and say, we don't adjust our reward catalogs as was saw in, you know, in the marketplace piece where we've seen all year long with the Air Miles, with them, you know, adjusting the rewards that people saw when they logged in. And, you know, Aeroplan has confirmed that they don't do that. They did say, you know, at times there are specials or extra items added for elite members, but your basic reward catalog was never changed in any of these programs. It was only Air Miles that was doing it.
Well, you know, the Globe Mail's Rob Carrick has also been very active on reporting this story, and he wrote a strong-worded piece late last week where he was highly critical of the company's lack of ongoing communication and I guess their overall poor effort in reminding people of their pending expiry of points. So, you know, again, when you look at what other programs can do and learn from this, certainly it seems the way in which they communicate with their members is an obvious one. You know, this idea of ongoing communication, of encouraging people to get the most out of the program, to redeem their points, even alerts. You were mentioning just earlier about, you know, the inactivity rule that doesn't change as a result of this bill. You know, remind people to stay active in the program and engage in the program. That's what these programs are all about at the end. They are about, you know, engagement, about, you know, earning, but also redeeming. And just remind people that, you know, it's to their best in their best interest, rather, to stay engaged. You know, let's take a look at, again, spend a little time thinking about what others can do in terms of luring dissatisfied Air Miles collectors over. Do you think that we're going to start to see a number of rich bonus offers thrown out there, a number of big sign-up offers thrown out in order to entice dissatisfied Air Miles collectors?
Potentially. You know, I was surprised, you know, we did today see the new release of one of their main competitors, Aeroplan, the TD Aeroplan Visa Infinite card. It's a little bit lighter, actually, in the sign-up bonus, but they are offering it first year free to try it out. So maybe they'll try and pitch it that way. I was a little surprised that it wasn't a bit of a richer offer, but we may see it. It's really hard to say right now with the market. I think, like you said, because so many people are dissatisfied, what are they going to do to advertise and pull these people in, you know? And it would be smart right now if some program said, you know, came out and says, we're not going to pull an Air Miles on you. You know, go directly after your competition and appeal to those people who are so mad with the Air Miles program. So we may see that in the next couple of weeks. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if we see an email with the subject line, something like, we're not going to pull an Air Miles on you. So, you know, hopefully these guys, you know, take heed and really use this to their advantage.
And what about, you know, those that are operating coalition programs? You know, what do you think is in store for some of these sponsors? Because I have to imagine that's another big part of this story. Certainly, if you read some of the commentary that's been posted along with the articles, you know, you hear people talking about avoiding some of the Air Miles sponsors now. In your mind, for a program like Aeroplan, do you think, you know, again, that those sponsors that are involved in their coalition program will want to up their game too, just to hopefully drive traffic to their particular retail outlets?
You know, possibly. I'm trying to think now. You know, we've seen a real, I can't say decline, but at least a status quo in the growth of the two big coalition programs, Aeroplan and Air Miles, in terms of adding new partners. So you're looking at a lot of they're just existing partners. You know, Aeroplan has lost some over the years to Air Miles, whereas Air Miles has lost some just because, you know, they didn't want to be part of Air Miles program. You know, and some were like Michaels and Old Navy. You know, they dropped the Air Miles partnerships. So I think, you know, in reality, can these guys, you know, work on this? These merchants that are Aeroplan partners, perhaps, you know, maybe we'll see SO push up some of their bonuses, but there's not right now a lot of overlap in the terms of partners between the two major players. But what we have seen growth in is other programs trying to become coalition programs. So Cineplex has seen Overweighty Groups More Rewards. Those two are really striving to become Canada's next, you know, go-to coalition program. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see some bonuses come from their partnerships. You know, Overweighty Group, Food Group, they own Overweighty stores, Save-On food stores everywhere, you know, BC to Manitoba. They could do a big push with their program right now in stores to maybe try and pull those people away from Safeway Sobeys, because maybe people don't want to shop there anymore for the Air Miles or won't swipe their card. It was surprising, you know, I shop at Sobeys quite a bit, just matter of convenience. It's only a couple minutes away from my house. And the other day when I was in there, you know, when the cashier asked, do you have an Air Miles card? I did hear more so people saying no. And a lot of times on other days prior to all this, I would see people, you know, pull out their Air Miles card and swipe it. So are those people just not members, or are they just, have they given up, you know? So it's a very informal, unscientific survey, but it almost seems like people are just saying, no, they don't care anymore.
Well, for everyone's sake in the industry, we hope that's not the case. We hope that people can find ways to get value out of these programs. You know, one of the things that Rob Carrick touched on in his piece is that we as consumers can't be completely let off the hook on this one either, because like regular money, you know, loyalty programs offer currency that needs to be managed, and each of us has a responsibility to manage that and know the rules and stay on top of any changes. So his piece ends with a sort of call to action to all consumers to treat their loyalty currency like real money, stay on top of it, and stay actively engaged if you want to get anything out of it, so that you don't find yourself in a position where you're either scrambling to use your points or walking away altogether.
And that's totally true. Him and I have discussed that before, and I've mentioned to Rob that, you know, loyalty programs should be part of your financial portfolio these days, and it should be treated the same way. Like, you can't let them slide. Like I know people watch their stocks and mutual funds. They won't let them slide. So you do the same thing with your loyalty programs. And I think the difference here with Air Miles is that it's so day-to-day and ingrained in Canadians that, you know, people forget to see what the program's doing because it is such a day-to-day ritual. And that's where Air Miles should have come out, knowing that they are such a, you know, a big portion of Canadians' day-to-day lives, that they should have done more on their end to communicate. But, you know, in general, I've always said it, research the program, know the ins and outs, know the terms. You know, don't just go in knowing the earning side, know the burning side as well, and any rules associated with it. And that way you will feel more rewarded, you'll feel less cheated if something happens in the program. And ultimately, you know, there are people who save up Air Miles, but in a lot of other programs, we've always stressed, you know, the sooner you can redeem, the better. And that's why the, like, flexible point programs from credit cards are great. Maybe your return might be a little bit less than you would see with a traditional loyalty program, but you know what? You're using those points up all the time. You can just keep redeeming. You know, you earn 100 points here or $100 worth of points here. You can redeem $100 towards travel, you know, the next week. You can just keep going, and you'll never have to worry about changes coming to programs.
All right. Now, for their part, Air Miles believes that if this bill passes, it could have a ripple effect across the industry, particularly for any of the program operators operating in Ontario. Now, they believe this type of move will make operating these programs more expensive, and that expense will ultimately be passed on to consumers. What are your thoughts about that?
As I mentioned before, you know, there's very few programs that actually expire miles in Canada. So I don't see that. Their costs may increase because they, you know, they've made probably some internal promises that they're going to expire this many miles at the end of this year, and it may not happen. So the liabilities will be held on their book. The only thing that comes to question are international programs. You know, you have Lufthansa's Miles and More, Cathay Pacific Asia Miles, and a whole bunch of others that do run with 3-year expiry rules. When you sign up for those programs, you're essentially signing a contract in their home country, you know, Germany, Hong Kong, you name it. So the question is which jurisdiction covers those miles? Is it the contract of those programs and the countries they're in, or is it this law or bill in Ontario? So that's kind of where the question is. But, you know, that's not a huge amount of people that I'm guessing are Miles and More members or Asia Miles members that, and are these other programs that actually live in Ontario. Those who utilize those programs are more than likely big time users of the programs, and not only just earning miles, but redeeming them within that 3-year period. So it won't have that big of effect on these programs outside of Canada.
Good points indeed, Patrick. Well, of course, we will continue to stay on top of this story and provide updates and perspectives. And of course, in the meantime, if you want to get more familiar with it, be sure to visit our website at rewardscanada.ca. We're We'll link to all the various news clips that we've been part of, as well as our latest commentary on the subject. Okay, well, moving on to other movers and shakers. The MBNA Rewards World Elite card is no longer waiving their 89 annual fee for their first year. So you wanted to highlight this change. Go ahead, Patrick.
Yeah, that's right. This has been a very popular card because it's a strong earn card where you earn 2% basically on all your spending, and you can redeem that for travel or in fact cash back. So you get the best of both worlds. A very strong card on the earn side, and a lot of people like to get it because of that first year free, and it came with a 10,000 point sign up bonus, which was worth $100. So essentially, a lot of people were grabbing it and canceling it before their first anniversary just to get that $100 bonus and whatever spending they did throughout the year, and then redeeming it. So I think MBNA is kind of caught on to the churning side of this card, so they're getting rid of the first year fee waiver. So now the card will cost you $89 when you get it. So you come out $11 ahead with the bonus. You're still earning 2%. Still actually a strong earning card in terms of your earn and then the fact that you can redeem it for cash back or travel. Pretty decent card. But now, with an $89 annual fee, it's a little, it may be cheaper than your Capital One Aspire World Elite or your BMO Rewards World Elite cards. But those cards come with a lot better insurance packages. The MBNA Rewards World Elite has a relatively weak insurance package compared to those others, but that's because you're paying less for it. I think some people may now bypass this card because they can't churn it and it wasn't free to try out. But for some people who just, are looking at the earn side and just want that 2% and don't need the insurances, it's still a good card.
Well, again, as always, it's all about what your needs are and choosing the right card. Sticking with the World Elite MasterCard, we're going to talk a little bit about BMO's World Elite MasterCard. They're also making some disappointing changes, specifically in the form of a new fee, I guess, on a companion card. What's that all about?
Okay, so that fee on the companion card has been around for a little while now. $50 for a supplementary card. So now if you have that card, you're paying $150 for your primary card, $50 for the supplementary card. So that gives you, $200 in costs with that card. It used to come with a 30,000 point sign-up bonus, which was worth $300. So you were coming out ahead, whether you had primary and supplementary or just primary card. But now they've dropped that as of December 1st to only 20,000 points. So you're only getting $200 worth of travel. So, if you're getting a supplementary card, you're only breaking even on that. So there are cards that are stronger on that point. Really, this card now, even the other change today came in with even higher, and this is all BMO World Elite cards, not just the Rewards World Elite, but the Air Miles World Elite and the Cash Back. They now have higher income requirements, either 80,000 per individual or 150,000 household. That is something we haven't seen, for a while, an increase on those. It's going to kind of weed out a few people who may want to apply for that card. But in general, not the best changes we wanted to see with this card that was ranked number one in our rankings 2 years ago for travel points card with annual fee. All these changes are kind of pushing it back down the rankings. I think it's going to lose its number two spot that it had this year once we finish our evaluations here pretty quick.
Definitely disappointing. And again, what do you think the sort of motivation of increasing even the household income requirements would be?
That really surprised me. I don't know the motivation behind this. In such a competitive world in credit cards, and the bank's still making lots of money, I was really, really surprised by these changes. The competitors out there are going to gobble up some customers that BMO potentially could have got. But maybe they looked at their numbers and saw that, most of the people signing up for this card are BMO clients already. Some get the annual fee waived with their premium plans. So perhaps that was their thinking that maybe we don't have to provide such a large reward on the card because we're getting our own members to get it.
We'll never know, I suppose. But of course, we'll continue to keep our eyes on these changes and report them as they become known. All right, well, moving on to the next category of our show, Tips of the Week. And this time, we'd like to highlight five great hotel uses for the Marriott Rewards Visa card that users can use for their first year anniversary free night. And so for those who haven't read your latest blog post, let's quickly chat about the hotels and the benefits of this program.
For sure. So the Marriott Rewards Premier Visa card is a pretty popular card in Canada now, definitely gaining steam, especially now that Marriott, took over SPG. The card has come, it's always come with some strong sign-up bonuses in terms of points, elite night credit. But one of the things they do to entice you to keep the card is they give you a category 1 to 5 Marriott Rewards certificate on every anniversary. So what that means is basically you get a free stay at a hotel that would fall into one of those categories. So we kind of went through Marriott's portfolio in Canada and one of the hotels we even stayed at, so we know it was good, and picked out 5 great hotels within our great country that you could use your anniversary free night if you're somebody who chooses to save this card. The annual fee on the card is $120. Like I said, there's a lot of benefits that come with the card. But if you just look at this certificate, a lot of times when you redeem that certificate, it's going to be worth hotel stays over $200 a night. So you can see where you're actually saving some money if that's the only benefit you get this card for. And so the 5 hotels we picked were the Calgary Airport Marriott in Terminal Hotel. So this is the one the Roars Camp family actually stayed there back in September. Amazing new hotel. It's kind of the flagship new style for Marriott hotels. It's the first one in Canada like this, but it's very similar, I believe, to the new Delta Toronto and other hotels like that, because this was initially supposed to be a Delta hotel at the new terminal in Calgary, but then Marriott, of course, took over Delta, so they made it their flagship hotel. Beautiful hotel, over $200 per night most nights when I look at it, so that certificate will save you, a good amount of money. Then we move east. Another hotel we picked was the Delta Hotels Kingston Waterfront. All the rooms have great views over the water, ideal for a one-night getaway in the southern Ontario area. Then there's, iconic hotels, the Algonquin Resort, St. Andrews by the Sea, out in the Maritimes, another beautiful hotel. What I mentioned, it's probably a place you can go ghost hunting if you're one of those fans of those paranormal shows. It's just something, a great place where you could use that night. We added in the Hotel Saskatchewan for our fans in Regina or people who travel to Regina, another iconic luxury hotel that you could use a certificate at. And then going back to Delta Hotels, they have a beautiful hotel, in downtown Ottawa, the Delta Hotels Ottawa City Centre, another Category 5 hotel, which you could use a certificate at. So this post is just to give you ideas of what these additional benefits on cards can do. A lot of people just look at the sign-up bonus and that's it. They don't look at what else comes with the card. So here, we try and just give you an idea. It's like, hey, this card can be worth keeping because I'll get this free certificate every year on my anniversary that I can go for, a staycation, or if you're traveling across Canada, you can use that certificate, especially next year. It's our 150th anniversary. National parks can be free to enter. It might be an ideal time to use it within Canada. And, I think we're going to follow up as well. We'll look at some of the top hotels globally that you can use a certificate at, because you're not just limited to Canadian hotels.
Well, indeed. And as you mentioned, I mean, when you apply that certificate, you're basically covering the annual fee. So once again, all the hotels that you just mentioned are featured on the website as well as links to them. Definitely worth checking out. All right, so before we wrap up, let's share some of the feedback we received as part of our 15th anniversary contest, where we asked you, our listeners and users, to let us know how we can improve the experience on our website. So, Patrick, why don't you share a few of the highlights?
Sure. So the last week of the contest, we asked you guys what you would like to see on Rewards Canada in the future. What can we do? And we received a lot of feedback, a lot of great feedback, and we've already started implementing some of them. You'll find that there's now more of an integrated blog feed on the homepage, because one person had commented saying they didn't even know the blog existed. They only knew the main Rewards Canada website, and they thought it wasn't updated that often. But they found the blog and found that there's multiple posts per day. And, if you dig deeper into Rewards Canada, you would find, the bonus offer pages were updated daily, but, that's not really reflected on the homepage. So I totally saw where they're coming from. So I was like, yeah, let's implement that change right away. Other people, a lot of people are asking for travel deals. So we're, you know, we've started posting more of those, especially it was right around the time of Black Friday, Cyber Monday. So we were able to push a lot of those out. And we'll focus on more of those as well. And there's other suggestions, more contests. So, you know, we'll try and do that. We'll speak to our partners, see if we can, you know, put out more contests and other features as well. You know, the people want more podcasts. So who knows, maybe in the future, we'll go more than once a week. We'll see where everything goes, but we're definitely taking all your suggestions to heart. And some have been implemented already. Others will be implemented very shortly. And some others may be more long-term ideas.
Well, of course, we encourage feedback. And so as we wrap up this week's show, we hope, of course, everyone enjoyed it and that they continue to subscribe to future episodes. Remember, of course, to check us out on Twitter and make sure that you visit the site regularly, because that is where all the deals are referenced. And, of course, as you just mentioned, blog posts are updated frequently. Thanks very much, and we'll see you next week.